Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There are some big retirement mistakes that are costing you money. New data out shows that nearly half of workers over the age of 50 are afraid of outliving their savings accounts at retirement. Fear around retirement, of course, is common, but it's not something you have to live with if you plan accordingly. So on today's show, we're going to dive into the biggest retirement mistakes that are costing you money and contributing to fear and stress about your retirement. You're going to learn about the overall state of the retirement savings in the United States, some shocking data. Actually, it's pretty stunning, and some of the key retirement mistakes that you can avoid as an investor and what to do instead. So number one retirement mistake that's costing you money is heavily relying on that 401k plan. Now, the 401k plan was created as a complement to the pension plan. It was meant to work in tandem with pension plans, but for the most part, traditional pension plans are gone. They don't really exist anymore. Gone are the days of setting up a 401k plan and a pension plan, and ending up with a comfortable retirement. Times have changed. Yet employers and financial advisors are still selling you on the promise of the 401k plan. 401ks are expensive due to their high fees. They offer little to no flexibility. If you have a great company match, that's one thing. A 401k can be a solid part of your strategy. But if you're relying on the 401k alone to help you live out your retirement goals, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Now, I've been talking about the downfall of the 401k for years now, and when you actually look at the data year after year, the 401k continues to be a massive failure as a primary source of security in retirement. If you look at this report that's out now from Vanguard, it shows you exactly how the average 401k balance was just over $112,000. That's for your entire retirement. That number has not risen much in the past decade, but think about how much the cost of living has gone up. Could you survive for the rest of your life on $112,000 after retirement? Absolutely not. The 401k just can't keep up year after year after year, especially with the rise in inflation and the cost of living. So if you lower your confidence in a 401k and find other ways to plan for retirement, you are on the right track. Number two, here's another outdated retirement practice that is hurting your retirement outcomes: banking on Social Security. Now look, Social Security was never intended to entirely fund your retirement. And at one point, it certainly could act as a nice little pad to other sources of retirement savings. However, the average monthly Social Security check was $1,700 in 2023. And that number is only expected to plummet as time goes on. In fact, the chief actuary of the Social Security Administration says that after the year 2035, benefits are expected to decrease, not increase. If you're assuming outdated programs like Social Security will contribute to your financial security in retirement, the outlook is not good, my friends. The bottom line is, don't rely on government programs like Social Security to fund your retirement. Number three, the next mistake that is costing you is underestimating your expenses in retirement. Although we can never predict how long we're going to live, far too many people underestimate their expenses in retirement, as well as the length of their retirement. It's very likely that an average-sized nest egg will be insufficient for the multiple decades that retirement could span. We're, you know, living longer, right? It's better to over-prepare than to under-prepare. So be sure to overestimate your expenses, as well as the number of years you might spend in retirement. Number four, another mistake that is all too common is choosing to defer taxes until retirement. Choosing this route can set you up for a huge tax bill when you decide to retire. If you're on track to build wealth, then you're likely going to be retiring in a higher tax bracket. So consider choosing retirement accounts that allow you to pay taxes on the front end, such as the Roth IRA. This way, when you retire, you won't have to pay taxes on that money. Your investments have now accrued all of this interest and you can live off of that. I highly suggest working with a smart CPA who can help you make these decisions and will factor in your personal financial situation. But I don't know about you, but I definitely want to retire in a higher tax bracket. So I'm going to be paying taxes. I'd rather do it on the front end when I'm in a lower tax bracket. Number five on my list, the next retirement planning mistake you might be making is forgetting about old accounts. Our partners at Sedira Wealth are experts in helping investors dig up funding options that they might not have even realized. And one thing that we see happen time and time again is that investors have left behind old 401k plans or old retirement plans from their previous employers. And these accounts aren't hurting you. They're just sitting there. But it's also very likely that they're not reaching their potential at all. Old 401ks can actually be rolled over into self-directed IRAs. They have much more purchasing power then and a potential to earn a lot of money. So if you've switched employers frequently, I highly recommend checking to see if you have any retirement savings left behind. And you can do this by contacting your old employer. Number six on my list, perhaps the biggest retirement mistake of all is giving away your agency. Now, no one cares more about your financial freedom and your retirement than you do. So if you're working with a financial advisor, please ensure that their advice is helping you reach your goals and not just lining their own pockets. This is why I love the self-directed IRA. It puts the power back in your hands and it allows you to choose investments that you believe will perform for you. So if you've got a self-directed IRA, you can choose from a wide variety of asset types. You can buy rental properties that are held inside of the self-directed IRA. And again, those can grow tax-free, meaning all of the money that's coming in from the tenants in that property, it's inside of that self-directed account. It's growing tax-free. Promissory notes. Maybe you own promissory notes inside of the self-directed account. Maybe you own a business or other performing assets. All of those things can be owned inside of a self-directed account. At Morris Invest, my company, we have a team of pros who are proficient in pairing a self-directed IRA with rental real estate to help you reach your retirement goals. And as I mentioned before, we can even help you uncover hidden funds you might have totally forgotten about. So if you're interested in learning more, you can schedule a free 30-minute call with my team. Just go to morrisinvest.com. We'll have a link in the description below. A self-directed IRA is a powerful tool, but it's not for everyone. I'm not going to dive into the nuances in this video, but I highly recommend you check out a video that I did called The Pros and Cons of Using a Self-Directed IRA to Buy Real Estate. Check out that video. No matter what investment type you choose, make sure you have control and understanding and feel comfortable with what's happening in your accounts. Because even if a self-directed IRA isn't the right fit for you, you can still build wealth and plan for retirement by purchasing performing assets. Now, when it comes to retirement, let's not pretend that the cards are in our favor. Between stock market crashes and volatility, the rising cost of living, sky-high inflation, Americans are far behind in terms of saving for retirement, and of course, massively in debt on credit cards. Now, if you want to get ahead, you have to put a solid plan in place. The bottom line is, it takes a lot of strategizing to build out a retirement plan that can sustain your lifestyle. If you're making any of these key mistakes, I hope this video helped steer you in the right direction. So go out there, folks, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth, and we'll see you next time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.